Pamela Howland is a pianist. Her husband, Wendell Myers, is a painter. This week, they're combining artistic forces to present Night Music, Part 1. It's a unique concert of Frédéric Chopin's Nocturnes 1 through 10, performed by Pam, and a painting exhibition of Wendell's 10 Nocturne-inspired works. Night Music will take place in the beautiful Wake Forest Biotech Place Atrium in Winston-Salem on Thursday evening from 5 to 7:30. For years, Pam has been combining art forms, including poetry, theater, music, and film, to enhance audience engagement. During Night Music, Wendell's paintings, each based on a specific Chopin nocturne, will be projected on an enormous screen during Pam's performance.
A nocturne takes its name from the word nocturnal, so it's something poetic that refers to night. And of course, some famous painters like Turner made visual art representations called nocturnes, but Chopin was the first one not to coin the term. That was John Field in the early 1800s, but Chopin really picked it up and ran with it. And it's true that some of the nocturnes are simple, but as a group, all 19, he has almost every trick in his playbook represented in these pieces, and they're just very, very beautiful. Most of them are brooding and haunting, but there's a wide range of emotions in all 19. They're in a variety of keys. So what we're hoping is that by giving people an opportunity to look or stare at a visual representation, they will be able to go, you know, farther inside themselves and find that place where they can do their own dreaming or their own introspection.
I always listen to music while I paint, and I think there's no question that some of what is in the music comes through in the paintings when you do that. So I really thought a lot about how I was going to make paintings that have something to do with this music. And it turned out to be more of a challenge than I really imagined, because I never had really thought about what that even means. What does it even mean to make paintings that somehow express what's in this music? And the music is just full of emotion. Having worked on this for a while, I think now that you could choose any one of these nocturnes, you could practically choose any passage of one of these nocturnes and spend your life painting about it. So I tried to think in terms of things like what colors go with what keys, what colors could be used to express the same types of emotion that's in a particular piece.
Did it have any impact on you in terms of how you perceive the piece after painting that nocturne for several hours or more?
Yes. I mean, it's like looking at a painting repeatedly. Like if you own a painting, you may still be seeing new things in it years after you first experience it. And the same with these nocturnes. I mean, one thing that I did was, regardless of how long it took me to do a particular painting, from the very beginning of the process, including gessoing the canvas, through to the end, I always listened to that particular nocturne exclusively while I worked on that painting. So
there was a lot of repeat going on down in the studio. I was practicing upstairs, and then I would stop and listen. What is that? Oh, he's working on number 6. And it would go on and on and on.
Yeah, so I've heard each of these nocturnes many, many times. And of course, when you do that, you start hearing things that you didn't hear the first time through.
Painter Wendell Myers and his wife, pianist and Steinway artist Pamela Howland. Night Music Part 1 is a free concert and painting exhibition featuring Chopin's Nocturnes 1 through 10 and Wendell's Nocturne-inspired art. Pam's new CD of Chopin's Nocturnes Volume 1 will be available at the event, and Wendell's original paintings will be on view for the duration. It's a preview event for the big Chopin Birthday Festival celebration on February 28th and March 1st, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.